Now we have a few skill testing questions, and I have gathered in front of me a panel of world experts in science to verify the correct answer. Just the way lunch works, okay? So the lunch is out there, as I guess you know, and the four profs and me actually will jump the line and grab our sandwiches, whatever, and the profs should be roughly close to the staircase. And just go up and talk to them. People love to talk about their research. Don't be shy. They really enjoy doing it. If you want to work with them, great. Maybe it's your opportunity. They can also aim you at other people you could work with. As well, the tallest man in the room, Richard Chisholm, is our undergraduate research officer. And so he's easy to find. He can tell you about other opportunities for research. And you can come by tomorrow, the next day, and so forth. Okay.
Exit by the right.
What an exit by the right. Exit by the right, please, because another class is coming in. Right, okay. Okay, and now we will ask four skill testing questions, and I will again make a fool of myself and bizarrely make a tape of this to last forever. Anyway, from Eric's talk. Explain how life in the ocean affects a vertical gradient of dissolved CO2, and what does this do to the Earth's climate? Right in the middle. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The diatoms produce O2, and when they die, they sink to the bottom and get consumed by those shrimp things. I don't know what they call it. And then they get converted into CO2, which sort of increases the concentration of CO2 as you go down the vertically down the ocean. And I don't know what the answer you're looking for is, but.
It's not the answer I'm looking for. It's the scientific answer.
Sure. Well, that's the first half. But wait, the second half of the question?
What is the second half?
What does this do to Earth's climate?
Oh, yeah.
It decreases the atmospheric concentration of CO2, essentially. It absorbs and it cools down the climate.
What do you think, Eric?
Yes, that is the correct answer.
I am, by the way, a theoretical physicist, and I throw exactly like a theoretical physicist. Actually, I used to play football. I don't understand why I can't do anything anymore. From Yi's talk, what gives the Earth's atmosphere its color in the infrared? Just behind you.
The absorption spectra of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
What do you think, Yi?
Like what gases?
Methane, CO2.
Well, both of you guys are here. Tough mark. A round of applause. I take these. 7 years. 7 years I've been doing this. 1 year, I swear I did this. I threw it and it landed up in there in the lights. And I don't know how it came down. I don't know. Oh, Lord. From Justin's talk. What description of bacteria used to be used to indicate their apparent lack of internal organization? Man in the white sweater.
Bags of enzymes.
Bags of enzymes, what do you think? Indeed!
It's the elastic band!
Which, as I mentioned, is very grave. In the formula, R prime equals sigma over R.
Alpha.
What did I say? Sigma. Oh, sorry. In the formula, R prime equals alpha over R. R prime equals alpha over R. What are the dimensions, the units, of the fundamental constant alpha? Right in the middle.
If that's the only answer, then we'll take it.
Keep on going.
No, there is a second, maybe there's a hint.
Yeah, maybe the second is a hint, okay. What do you think is a physical interpretation of that constant, or rather of its square root? So let me do this again. R prime equals alpha over R. Move the R over here. What are the dimensions of alpha? You shouldn't have spoken if you didn't want me to point.
In back.
Oh, in back? Oh, way in back. Okay. This is existential, yes. Oh, I got his t-shirts. Maybe I should try somebody else. Yes, right here. Pardon me?
Same unit as
R
squared.
What was R?
R is big, it's only unit squared.
No, keep on moving. Actually, your energy was dimensional, so that's throwing everybody off. Yes?
Meters squared? Meters squared?
I remind you, please mob the cross outside there and have a nice lunch.